Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. Salah Abdeslam speaks for the first time. He was received briefly this morning by an examining magistrate. His hearing planned for January had been cancelled because of the strike of the prison guards. The last living member of the commando of the attacks of November 13th had always refused to speak in court since his arrest. Nicole Belloubet was at the courthouse of Reims today. The Minister of Justice presented her reform of the justice system to Édouard Philippe. Some of the measures already known include the merger between district and high courts and the creation of a departmental criminal court to support the circuit courts. The minister reassures that no courts will be closed. And employees are mobilized in the Ford plant in Bordeaux. 1,000 people, including employees, inhabitants in solidarity, and elected officials, demonstrated quietly today. This movement follows the announcement of the American car manufacturer regarding its cessation of investment in the Blanquefort site. The jobs of over 900 employees are threatened. After calling each other names and threats of fire and fury, North Korea and the United States, who were still sworn enemies a few weeks ago, will meet for the first time for a historic summit. Donald Trump has accepted the invitation of his Korean counterpart, Kim Jong-un. It is a South Korean advisor who made the announcement, which was then confirmed by the White House. This diplomatic turnaround, as unexpected as spectacular, is applauded by heads of state across the world, Russia and China in particular. And meanwhile, Emmanuel Macron is in India for 3 days. The two countries have planned to develop their cooperation, including military cooperation, but also commercial. Another line of work will be the ecology. Emmanuel Macron and the Indian Prime Minister will co-chair Sunday the first summit of the International Solar Alliance, aimed at accelerating the development of solar energy around the world. The conflict between Canal Plus and TF1 will not get the better of the concert of the Enfoiré. The subscribers of the encrypted channel on set-top box and ADSL will be able to watch the concert in its entirety tonight. While the association launches its big national fundraising campaign today, Canal Plus agreed to a truce that does not, however, put an end to the conflict. We'll end with soccer and the 29th day of Premier League. Strasbourg receives Monaco, kickoff at 8:45. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.